Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
There's not a nanother, yeah, I said it, person in this world quite like you. You may find similarities, but they can't do what you do. The topic of today is you are the only you. So let's get into it. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. I advise you to go back and listen to all of the other episodes. But on this podcast, I talk about raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibration, changing your habits and your beliefs so that you can think about things differently, changing your mindset so that you can move differently. And y'all excuse my voice today. It's a little scratchy. You know what I'm saying? This spring weather is beautiful and I love it. Don't get it twisted. But this pollen in this Texas weather is ridiculous. The pollen is laying it on thick, all right? And it's getting to my throat chakra, okay? But yeah, so let's get into this episode. So, you know, today I decided I wasn't going to write down my thoughts. And the thoughts were brewing this morning when I woke up about exactly what I wanted to talk about today. Exactly what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about why you are the only you. And I want you to understand that and see that for yourself, okay? So I'm going off the dome. So if your girl gets off topic, it's not my fault. Because it's just what it is, all right? So I came across this quote by Dr. Seuss. And if you've read Dr. Seuss books, all right, then you know that he's been hitting us with the rhymes since the beginning of time, all right? You like how I done that there, all right? Your girl is a rhyming beast, all right? If you follow me on Instagram, you know I like to go off the top of the dome sometimes with freestyles and all of that. You know, you can follow me on Magical Beans with a Z at the end on IG. But anyways, the quote says, "Today you are you that is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you." And you know, it makes perfect sense. Because, yeah, people may have the same attributes that you have, but there's something in you, something in your cellular, your molecular structure, in the way you are built, and the way you were created, in your soul, okay, that nobody, not another person in this world have that you have. And the thing is, you got to tap into that. So let's get into it. So, yes, people can have similarities, the same mindset as you. That all can be cultivated, okay? We all have things that are alike in us. That's what attracts us to certain individuals and certain people, okay? But at the same time, there's something in you that other person don't have. There's something in you that you might have that they might want, and there's something in them that you might want. And all of that can be cultivated, all right? The attitude, the mindset, the quality, the way you, your characteristics, how you carry yourself, all of that. I made a YouTube video about this, you know, loyalty, all of those things, okay? I'll put a link to that video in the description of this episode so that you can go watch it. But there's something in you. So let's say, for instance, we have Michael Jackson, okay? Everybody loves Michael Jackson. You had people falling out at his show. He ain't even sang one word. He ain't spoke one word yet. And people are already passing out and getting taken away by ambulances, okay? That's the type of effect he had on people. He didn't even have to say nothing. And people was dropping like flies. You got your Michael Jacksons. You got your imitators. People who imitate what Michael Jackson do. But then there's something about that person that sets them apart from Michael Jackson. Like your Chris Browns. Your Ushers. All right? Your Usher Raymonds. All right? Your Omarions. All great dancers. All idols of Michael Jackson. But they bring something different to the table. That's what I'm saying. Just like them, you can bring something different to the table. You can have those similarities, but you also can offer something different that person doesn't offer. And what it is within you. It's not nothing that you got to go out and figure out and find out, okay, let me figure out what I can do different. No, just be yourself. A lot of times it's just you being you. A lot of times it's just Michael Jackson being Michael Jackson. It's just who he was as a person. So it's like, let's say you want to start a company, but you feeling some type of way, all right? This is for somebody listening, all right? I felt this in my spirit this morning to give this word, this message to somebody listening. And if you feel this for you, here we go. So let's say you're trying to start a business, okay? Whatever your business is, all right? Maybe you want to start a food restaurant, a food truck. Maybe you make the breast. Maybe, I see my words get twisted. Maybe you make the best bread, all right, that nobody has ever tasted before. Okay, but in your mind, okay, the way your mindset is working at this moment, you're not going to go out and put that bread in the stores because they got 1,000 different brands of bread already out there. So in your mind, you may think, what's going to make my bread any better than what's already out there? That's the mindset you may have at this moment. So the point of this podcast is to change your mindset and get you thinking about things differently. So hear me out and hear my perspective out in this moment. Yes, there are 1,000 other bread companies out there. You got Sunbeam, you got Nature's Own, you got Great Value. Every company or store has their own particular brand. Yes, this is true. Just like there are 1,000 restaurants out there. Okay, there are thousands of lawyers out there. Okay, the point I'm trying to make is you got something in you that them thousands of other people don't have. So if you feel in your heart and you trust yourself and you believe that you make the best bread there is out there and you put that out there, all right, you brand that and you put it out there, people will come to it. People will try it, people will taste it, and people will love it. Now, not everybody, because everybody ain't for you. So everybody not going to love what you out here doing in these streets. That's just what it is. But they will never know that this thing existed because you never put it out there. You never attempted. You never tried. You never even trusted yourself enough to believe that you can do it, because in your mind, there's too many already out there. There's too much already out there. And you already decided that yours wasn't going to succeed. Same thing with anything else. Singers. There are thousands of singers in this world. But you know how we only flock to certain ones because there's something about them? We don't listen to everybody because everybody ain't for us. Like I just said, for the people in the back not listening. Everybody ain't for you. Okay, so stop worrying about who's gonna like what you do and what you have to offer, because if you build it, they will come. For the people in the back, if you build it, they will come. They the people who like you, like what you're doing, give you a chance, give you an opportunity to thrive in this world, okay? And I don't know why that came to my head, but it's like, y'all know that movie Spiders? It's like these big giant spiders. This dude built this desert. I mean, he built this mall in the middle of the desert. And I just pictured that in my mind where he was saying, if you build it, they will come. But anyways, it's true. If you build something with consistency, all right, the money will come. The people will come, and they will love you just for being you. So you are the only you. You got your Michael Jordans. You got your Scottie Pippins. You got your Dr. J's, your LeBron James's. Yeah, you got your LeBron James. y'all stay with me. You know, and a lot of people like to compare, you know, there's that word again, comparison. They like to compare people to other people, but the thing is, there's only one Michael Jordan. There's only one LeBron James. You can't compare the two. We can argue about this all day long, because you know your girl is a LeBron James fan, and I love what he does as a human being, not only on the basketball court, but out here in these streets in real life. Because he done a lot more, and he done contributed a lot more in my perspective. I'm not going to get into that, though. But anyways, you get what I'm saying. It don't matter how many, all right? Take the quality of it out of your mind and just focus on being you, trusting you, trusting yourself, trusting your abilities, and the people will come. That's just what it is. I trusted myself with this podcast. When I first posted my first episode, probably about 10 episodes in, I probably had one listener. I don't know who that one person was, but I appreciate them. I was so appreciative that somebody had found my podcast and decided to listen to it. All right? I had one listen. All right? And then, you know, as I grow and as I consistently do this, because this is what I love to do. I love to write. I love to speak about things that are passionate, okay? And as I continue to do this, the more those numbers grow. So I don't worry about quantity. I just worry about the quality that I'm giving out to you guys. The information that I'm pumping out to you to help you. One day, your girl may decide she wants to be a motivational speaker, okay? And what's going to set me aside from your Eric Thomas's, your Lisa Nichols, okay, and all of those other motivational speakers out here in this world, is that I'm me. I have my own way of doing things. I have my own way of thinking. I have my own swag, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do me, and I'm going to continue to be me the way that I am, and people will flock. And that's just one of the things that I've stayed consistent with. And now that I have thousands of people, thousands of listens, okay, I feel like I'm on the right track. And I thank God for all of that. You know what I'm saying? I truly thank God for all of that. Like, you guys have no idea how blessed I have been and how much I love this. Because I love myself and I love you all. And I know if I become a motivational speaker, your girl is going to be so emotional because I do this from the sincerity of my heart. That's just what it is. You know, I'm a very sincere person when it comes to trying to help and motivate others be their best selves in this thing we call life. You are capable of achieving everything that you want to achieve. So one of the key words today is to remember that quote from Dr. Seuss. Write it down, okay? Go look it up. Post it on your wall. I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back who was not listening, okay? Today, you are you. That is truer than true. There is not another person alive. There is no one alive who is youer than you. You are the only you. And you, my dear friends, share this podcast. Share this episode with your family and friends because I want everybody to succeed. And whatever success looks like for you, I want you to have that. But I also want you to know that a limited mindset can only keep you stuck in ways that you don't allow yourself to be free. Be free. we came in this world as consciousness, okay? We came here to learn. We came here to elevate. We came here to grow, all right? And you may have been here many times over, all right? Many lifetimes you may have been here. And each time I feel like you come back, you grow a little bit more, okay? You may not remember what happened before, but you got this feeling that, you know, sometimes you may have deja vu. Okay, and I may be getting off topic, but I'm going to stay where I'm at. Sometimes you may have deja vu and felt like you've experienced something before. But we come here as consciousness to grow, to elevate to a higher level of consciousness, to our best selves, our higher selves. And that's what you're here to do. And you do that by being yourself, by being you. Despite what everybody else got going on. Stay true to yourself. You know, at any given time, you know, you can choose to tap into that consciousness. And I talk about ways of doing that all the time. By doing things you love. By listening to music. By meditating. Meditation is a big thing. I feel like it's one of those things we should have learned in school. I feel like that's something they should have taught us to calm ourselves, to calm our breath, to align ourselves. And then maybe a lot of people would be, you know, more than the 1%. Maybe the 99% of people would be more in tune with who they really are as a person, as a soul. In this human body, in this human form. More people would be that. But you are the only you. You know, today you are you. That's truer than true. So I want you to be yourself sometimes, all the time. Scratch that. Be yourself all the time. Who cares what that person thinks or this person thinks? Just remember what I said. If you build it, they will come. Recreate yourself. All right? Build something that you love, and they will flock to you like a moth to a flame. Okay? Because there's always going to be another person out there that you may feel is doing something better than you. But the moment you realign yourself and realize that they're not better than you, you know, they're just doing something that they love to do, and they've somehow mastered that. And now you need to figure out how you can master whatever it is within you that you're trying to do. That's all it is. They're not better, okay? They just somehow, they're tapped in, is what I like to say. They're tapped into who they are. They know who they are. They have their talents and their gifts, you know, aligned. And they're doing that. And that's just what it is. You gotta know what your gifts are, know what your talents are, and align those things and do those things with consistency, okay? So I like to give you a few keywords when it comes to understanding that you are the only you. So just give me a moment while I clear my throat, and I'm gonna pause this because I don't need y'all to hear all of that. All right? That's not your business. Not your business. Okay. So first thing I want you to remember is these words. Characteristics. Loyalty. Attributes. Okay? Characteristics, loyalty, attributes, and personality. The type of person that you are is determined by the mindset that you have, the way you've been raised, and what you've been taught. Now, all of those things can be shifted if you choose to change your mindset. Your personality is who you are. And the type of personality that you cultivate is up to you. And again, all of that can be shifted and changed into positive, okay? So it don't matter who you are, how you are, the way you behave right now. All of that can change. I want you to know that, okay? Change is the only thing that's constant. And you can always change. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are. Your personality is what draws people to you. So if you got a stank personality, people not going to like it. It's just what it is. Okay? And you probably should adjust that. But if your personality is dope, you're cool, people know. People know by the way they approach you. Okay? That's your characteristics, how you carry yourself. If you carry yourself with posture, you know, standing up straight, you know, more likely people will show you some form of respect. But if they see you slouching over, all right, looking down at the ground, they're gonna feel like, you know, maybe you feel some type of way, you have some type of insecurities around how you carry yourself. So that's another thing. Be mindful of how you carry yourself. So, personality, your characteristics, determines the type of person you are, all right? Your beliefs and your values, okay? I'm going to throw that in there because what you believe and what you value is also important. And like I said, all of this is in that video, and I'm going to put the link in the description where you can just click on it and go watch that video. But it's about who you are. And who you've created yourself to be. All right. Because at the end of the day, and I'm about to end this episode, but at the end of the day, you know, I've learned one thing, that every person has to learn, that the only person you can truly count on is yourself. You gotta believe in yourself, baby. You gotta love yourself. You gotta trust yourself. Any inkling of doubt in yourself will cause you, it will cause you to fall short in what it is that you desire because you doubt in yourself, okay? So if you want to be strong, sometimes you got to go at it alone, okay? And I'm not trying to rhyme here. It's just what it is, you know? Sometimes you have to go at it alone. Because the person who's going to give you that security you desire, all right, that freedom you desire in life, the person that's going to give that to you is you. You got to do that for yourself. And the best way to avoid disappointment is not to expect anything from anyone else. But expect everything from yourself. Ooh, I like that one. Don't expect anything from anyone else. Expect it all from you. Expect it all from yourself. Be responsible, because that's another word, responsibility. Be responsible for what you do in this world. Don't worry about how others are going to react. Just do what you do. Do you, boo. Do you, okay? Because in the end, you know, people aren't always going to be there for you. They're not always going to go with what you want to do in life. They're not going to see your vision. And that's okay, because it's your vision. It's not for them to see. Okay, so you have to learn how to handle things like your emotions, your feelings. You have to handle those things on your own. You are the only you, and you can create anything you want to create in this world. No matter if it's been created 1,000 times over, you are different, okay? You can attract it. You can receive it. So don't just be good to others, okay? Be good to yourself. Believe in yourself. Belief is real out here in these streets. I don't think people really understand what it means to believe in yourself. Because if you have that belief, can't nobody take that from you. Nobody. You may have haters, doubters, disbelievers, but as long as you got belief, all right, in that heart chakra, all right there in the middle of your chest, as long as you got that right there, can't nobody take that from you. All right? So, I thank you for listening to this podcast. I appreciate you for being here every week to listen to your girl. Okay? I appreciate you. I love you. I hope that you have a beautiful day. It is hot out here. It is hot. You know, it is hot. But your girl loves the heat, and you know I take the heat over the cold any day. I'll be out here fighting bees and doing all the extraness, you know, but also enjoying nature again now that this cold weather has subsided. And, you know, I'll be out here smelling the flowers and watching the beautiful butterflies float by, dodging bees, like I just said, and, you know, listening to the birds chirp, feeling the wind on my skin, out here being real present at this moment. So today, I ask you to go outside and just be present in the moment. All right? Follow me on Instagram at the Guiding Light Guru for daily inspiration to help keep you pushing on a daily basis. All right? Because for me, every day is Friday. It's high day. It's an opportunity. Every day I wake up in the morning, an opportunity for me to be better than I was yesterday, to get something done that I want to do in my life. Now, thank God for 35 years around the sun. I just recently had a birthday this past Tuesday, and I appreciate all of the calls, the texts, the messages, everything, because I love my life and I'm here to live it. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for trusting my words to encourage you on a weekly basis, or however many times you listen. Share this podcast with a family or a friend, a family member. Shit, share it on your social media for your girl. This is Little Miss Know-It-All Who Knows Nothing At All. This is Vibe With Me High Energy Podcast. Remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay, so you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my Oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay, and guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are, as well as on my Etsy shop. You can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings, a single oracle card reading, excuse me, can't get my words right, on my Etsy shop. I've been doing that for a while now, and I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you.